2FM plays Snow Patrol, Crack the Shutters on the Saturday show. We're live at the Bride of the Year show down in Dublin's RDS today. The sun is shining outside and inside. We sent Paddy McKenna back in, aside from having a few chocolates along the way. Mr. McKenna, what did you find for me? Because you brought a chap back into studio.
Yeah, well, it's Rory O'Connor, stage magician and indeed mind reader as And he's in some magician's guild. He's going to tell you about that
What's
as well.
What's the magician's guild?
It's the International Brotherhood of Magicians. So that's the club that I'm in over the number of years.
Is that like a union for magicians?
I guess it's the closest thing you could come to, I guess.
Minimum wage, agreements, that kind of stuff.
I refuse to comment on that.
Now, you studied management for a long time, I believe.
Yeah, at least 14 years. I've done exams. People don't realise that you do sleight of hand exams and you have to pass them, and then you have different ranks within that. You know, so
Which
it's interesting.
Be difficult because your hand, you probably, you know, you get nervous before an exam. Shaky hands, and then you got to do stuff with your hands.
I guess it's something that comes with the territory. You just have to get used to it, and then after a while, it becomes second nature. You just relax into it.
That's mad.
This man could be in Hogwarts as well, though, because he's been lecturing in magic over the last year. Isn't that right, Rory?
We've just come back from New Zealand, so we were doing lectures for magicians' groups in New Zealand and Australia. So it's been a great experience.
That is mad. I don't know anyone who's done it. It's a crazy job.
He's a good one.
Now, Rory O'Connor, right? The website Rory O'Connor. It's RuairiOConnor.com. That's the Irish spelling. You specialise in breaking the ice at weddings. Start of the night, they've had the meal, they're not quite sure what's going on, and you come on, and what do? We've actually sat you right beside Paddy McKenna.
Yes.
Okay, so there's two options usually. So a bride and groom getting married, they have a time when they're off getting photographs taken.
Yeah.
So at that time, it's kind of a dead time in hotels. So they have the family and friends relaxing in the bar. So I walk in, break the ice, get the families mixing from the very beginning, and then when they come back, the atmosphere is great.
Oh,
I stand in between the two of them, and there's lots of clapping and laughing. People just taking photographs, and it's great for the wedding album as well.
Right.
So they walk in, and it's a unique and memorable thing for a wedding. People don't usually have it, so it adds that special touch to the magical day.
Now, I know you've worked with Keith Barry, so people might go, okay, he does that kind of stuff, but we reckon you're probably better than that. Do your thing on Paddy McKenna.
Yeah.
We're going to see.
Bearing in mind, it's radio. We want something we can do on radio.
You're going to be the eyes and ears of the listeners here.
Okay.
I have five pieces of information here. We have a star, we have wavy lines, we have a square, we have a plus, and we have a circle. So very easy. All I want you to do is take these, make it hard for me. Just don't go for something you normally would go for.
Okay.
Yeah, you make it even more difficult. So what I want you to do is just pick one. And the other four, I want you to give to Ruth. She'll sit in them, keep them warm. I don't want to see them.
I can do that. Pick anyone I want.
I'm going to look away and make sure there's no cameras.
He's looking away.
He is looking away.
Pick one and then give four to Ruth. She will make sure I'm not cheating.
I'm going to show Ruth as well which one I picked.
Okay, I can start.
All right, I'm looking away.
Okay, I have the other ones.
Yeah, and hold the other one that you like, the one you've picked.
Okay,
in your two hands.
I have to say, Rory definitely has not seen what I did there.
Okay. And you can't see the rest of them because I'm sitting.
And I've got it in my hand now, Rory.
I'm looking across the road at the AIB.
Okay.
Are we good?
I'm good.
We're good.
He has
his hands together. It looks like he's praying. I hope we won't need to pray tonight. Here we go.
It looks like Rory's about to do confessions on him.
Okay, here we go. Look at me. Sleep. I'm kidding, Paddy.
My heart just went into 100 overdrive there. Oh, you nosy.
Back in the room. Here we go. Look at me. He's freaking me out.
He did actually.
Okay, here we go. Look at me. God, you're good looking. Here we go.
You
could have went for a circle, a plus, a wavy lines, a square, or a star.
Yeah.
He smiled. It's not the star. Thanks for that, Paddy.
Go away!
Okay, people don't usually go for a circle. I think you're a pretty complex character. So.
Oh, he is, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I think you went for the star, Paddy. Oh, no, I didn't. Actually, you didn't go for the star. You went for the square.
Paddy McKenna, hold up the card. He went for the square!
That's good!
How did you know that?
That's very good!
I can't tell you. They'd be giving away secrets. You know that magician's
I have to say, he got that. That was really good, Rory.
That was very good. Now, listen, this man is due on stage very shortly. We're going to have to let him go. Have a look at the website, RuairiOConnor.com. That's RuairiOConnor.com. We'll take a snap of you and put it up in the Bebo as well while we go.
Oh, no.
Listen, thanks for that. And, Paddy, check your pockets or make sure you don't start quacking like a duck now.
Take it easy, guys. Thanks a lot.